o'clock, special budget workshop for fiscal year 2017-2018. It is May 12, 2017. It is 4 o'clock. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Roll call, precinct one.
Lieutenant Vargas, County Commissioner, precinct two.
Armando Olivares, Bruce County Commissioner, precinct three.
Tony Martinez, Bruce County Commissioner, precinct four.
Imelda Barrera, Bruce County Judge, along with the County Auditor's Office and County Clerk's Office. Okay, line item one. Discussion of the Bruce County budget for fiscal year 2017-2018 and other related budgetary items. You want to look at Josh's budget, the budgets, the reports, questions, answers, comments, suggestions, solutions.
We're supposed to do this and bring it back to us.
No, we, this is how we do it.
There's an August date.
Okay, we can either do it like this, we can stop right now, we can do it like this, or we can do it by ourselves. I'd like for you all to join in because as a commissioner's court, this is what we do. It's up to you. Well, it's not up to August, it's up to the commissioner's court. Okay, well, I'm telling you, we can either do it like this or we can do it individually. Yeah? Individually, myself and August, you, August, me, Gloria, me, whatever y'all want. No. Do it as a group or do you want to do it individually? Okay. Have you all had time to look at the budget?
No, this is the first time we see the budget.
Okay, well, you know,
fund and the road and bridge.
What we can do is maybe open it up to the employees, the elected officials, county employees, to see if they have any recommendations, any suggestions, or any comments for their budget. All right. Let's turn off that. It's going to be hot in here. Okay. You can't hear me? I know. The sound system is no good.
Judge, I know in the past when I was in office where I'm in office and Commissioner Garza, we would always send a copy of their budget. It's like a wish list. And then they will come to us and then they will say, you know what, I mean, this is what I need and this is what I don't need.
I believe we did that the first year, correct? So, that I was in office?
This year we're going to do it different.
We did it like this last year too.
But what I'm telling you is saying that I know that we in the previous, when Mr. Raul was here, we were always given the list, their budget, and they will come back and sit down like they are right now and whatever it was they wanted or they don't need, they were saying, you know what, I don't need this, or, you know what I mean, like, they would have their own budget standing in the front of the podium, and they would address the commissioner's court, every department, and then we'll just say, okay, and then we know, we'll get back to you all later, but if you want to do it different, let's do it this way, just come to the podium, and we can go to your line item, and we can move forward. Thank you.
I think we need to hear from everyone.
Well, that's what I'm saying, that,
okay.
You know, just,
We don't run their office, they do, so they know what they need. So I think if anyone is interested in looking at their budget, we can either make you a copy or we can discuss. And then, yes? All right. You have it? Okay.
Before we start, who needs a copy of their, okay.
Oh, nobody got one?
No.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll get it. That's fine. Okay. You want to give it to them? Make everyone a copy. Make everyone a copy. They're all here. All right, it's okay. They're all here. I think it's a good time. It's Friday. You want to pick up? No? Yes? any comments? Does anyone have any comments from the last year's budget workshop? Yeah, we do, I do. Yes, ma'am. Well, see, that's what we want to hear. We want to know where you all are at. This is the ample opportunity to express how you all feel. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay. See, these are things we all need to consider.
That's your budget workshop. Yeah. I think they did.
Larry?
No, no, we have.
Okay.
Do more faster. It's not a budget workshop.
We're gonna give you all a copy of everything, and then you all look at your budget. Very good. No, no, no. I'd like for y'all to offer suggestions, you know, remarks, how you all should know how your budget is doing. I think you all might not know to the exact penny, but I'm sure you know, what you have as far as supplies and miscellaneous or whatever else is on your budget line. You know, do you need more? Do you need less? That's what I'm looking for, some type of... Thank you. Yes? This is yours. You want to look at it?
I know that Mr. Pacioli gave us a report on each department where we had the plus and the negative. The quarterly report?
Yeah.
Right. So I think each department should know where they're at. Yes. Yep. So you all should know by now where you guys are at.
Well, while we are waiting, you want to come up and give us the preliminary reports?
The paper I have in front of y'all is our 2017 preliminary estimated increase-decrease. We got our preliminary values a little early this year. So we basically didn't really lose anything just in our farm to market. But from last year in our general fund, you could see the difference between our taxable value last year and our estimated value this year. And we had an increase of $1,330,000. $935. So we had an increase about $10,000. It's not much, but I mean, at least we didn't lose anything in the general fund. From the market, we did lose $1 million, so we lost about $1,000 in revenue, which isn't very much either, but I mean, we did lose there. In our road and bridge, we did also have a good increase there. It was $3 million. So our increase there is about $5,000. And of course, our debt is the same as our general fund. So overall, I mean, it's not a big gain, but at least we didn't lose, because once we get our certified, if we do lose, it won't be so much. So, I mean, of course, I don't know what our rate is gonna come out to once we do the calculations and our truth in taxation, but I mean, this is what we're looking at right now, which is of course estimated.
$1,045.98,
which
right.
Is what number?
Yes. Okay.
So, any questions?
So that our expected tax
Right. Right. Yes, because that, the value did go up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which I believe some appraisal, from what I've seen, everyone's getting or receiving their appraisal notices, and I have seen that some are still going up, so values are going up again. Oh, no, 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 it's just your home value, property value, it's going up. Right, that's the appraisal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Nope.
Well, it's not good, it's not bad, it's there.
Yeah.
It's not better. $10,000 is $10,000 without that, negative $10,000. That's how I look at it. Yeah.
This is the commissioner's court budget.
I don't have any questions on my office here, but as far as our tax office fund, because we don't pay anything out of there but, of course, two employees. So everything else gets paid out of our consolidation fund, so I don't have anything to discuss on this.
Nothing?
Because everything stays the same, so.
What about your office?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
We don't,
oh, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear part of it.
So that could just stay the same, yeah. Everything comes out of a consolidation fund.
Okay.
So just mm-hmm. for us to know, the city provides half of the your salary of
the city, the school, and the water district.
Right.
Yes, and then of course the county.
Yeah.
So we have two employees that get paid out of there. We have a part-time position right now and then our full-time position.
Okay.
Anything else? No? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
JP1? On your budget, anything that you requesting that you different? Uh-huh. Yeah, right now is the time to ask. Okay.
Excuse me, Adela. Would you mind stepping to the podium? Thank you.
That I want to ask for a part-timer, mm-hmm. at least for 3 days. Because it's a lot of work for me at 3 days. Because Melissa helps me and she does a good job, but I need the other 3 days. I have to do all the work for another clerk, you know. I'm a clerk and a judge and everything, magistrate and everything. And it's a lot of work for me.
Of course. Thank you, Mom.
So you're asking for your clerk to work 3 more days? Or you're asking for a full-time clerk?
For a full-time?
No, I'm asking you for...
A part-time, yes. I'm looking for a part-timer for 3 days.
The Golden Bridge.
All right.
Golden Bridge fund.
All right.
Budget.
Yeah. For a full? Okay, and then what? You're not a full-timer?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Yeah.
Sorry.
How's it working out with supplies? No problems with that? No problem with conducting regular business with the amount of money that you give for supplies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any questions?
None?
No.
Now that you're here, who's, all those tickets that you give, is the constable giving you some tickets or is it DPS as well?
DPS brings me sometimes. I get a lot of tickets from the constables. I don't get a lot from the sheriff's office, but I do get from the constables.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And they're working pretty good with me. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Anything else? No. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
No more questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you.
JP2. Good afternoon, everyone. This year, this coming new year, I want to request, I have a full-timer right now and a part-timer, okay? And we're kind of overwhelmed. I have to work as a clerk just like Judge Lovelo, or sorry, Quintanilla. You know, we have to give it 100%. I've been a little bit ill this year, but I still give 110% of my time on citations and every kind of courts that we have. Right now, I have a full-timer and a part-timer. I would like another full-timer and another part-timer at this time for the new fiscal year, if possible. If not, two more part-timers would be great. We are overwhelmed with citations, we have a lot of work. And I enjoy my job. Don't get me wrong. I like doing it. And sometimes I do it over 24 hours a day. But we need the help right now. I know that we can build up our monies, and we can build up our collections if we have more hands working. And I'm pretty sure that we can handle it. But just to let you all know, as far as also office supplies, right now I have a balance of $341. I might need another $500 there because we do use them. And it's really forms and things that we have to order paper because we do use it. And really that would be it. If not allowed a full-timer, two part-timers would be great.
Okay.
Thank you all so much for your time.
Absolutely. Judge, Tony?
I would like to have another full-timer. I had a part-timer, and she's gone. My revenue is down, and I feel that if I had a full-timer, we could bring in more money. That's it.
Thank you, ma'am. Sloan, Judge?
I'm okay with the budget the way it is. The only concern I have, like everybody else, we want to know about our 10% and our insurance. I would also like for Precinct 1 to get a full-time clerk, because right now I am sharing my clerk with Precinct Number 1. And I know it's overwhelming for both of us, but we got to do it. If it can be done, great. If it can't, well, we just continue as we are. So those are my concerns right now.
Okay.
Treasurer?
Hello. So basically we're just requesting that everything go back, I guess retroactive prior to last year. If you can reinstate the way it was before. See what we can do. Go back to the original budget. And I guess that's about it. Nothing more. Thank you.
Thank you.
As far as my department, I'd like to have some time to prepare because I wanted to prepare an actual budget now that I know a lot more about election, like what we're actually going to spend, because I think we're kind of putting numbers together without knowing. And this year I had to take some money out of Fund 98, a big amount of money out of there, and those are the monies that we get for doing the city and the school elections. So I had to take money out of there to pay a bill, and I really wanted to start building that fund up, because sooner or later our machines are already 10 years old. So sooner or later we're going to need some machines, and of course we're not going to have to pay for them at one time. We can do a payment plan, but we'd have to turn in our machines, like trade them in, and then put some money down. And if I could build that fund
You know, because we do get about maybe $5,000 every time that I do a city and school election. So we have it in a separate fund, which is Fund 98, that I use, and also come up with, I'm going to have to put some money somewhere, because since I'm not able to get people from Road and Bridge to help us anymore, which they were so good at it because they knew exactly where the machines went, I had to hire outside people, and they're using their own vehicles, their gas, and they're like, okay, you're paying us by the hour, but no gas, and so, you know, stuff like that. And we're going to have to iron that out, but I wanted to be able to have a time when I can actually sit before you, give you a proposal of how we're going to do that, because we still have to go to locations no matter what. We got to set up, and I don't have a truck, and I can't load all those big things by myself, so I have to hire. Of course, it's not a lot. It's only like one day of preparation, maybe two, and to prepare machines, prepare locations, and maybe even look for a location in Precinct 2, because the VFW is getting a little bit hard for us. Sometimes the plugs don't work. This last election, the plugs didn't work. I had to get a long extension, find a good plug, and plug in machines. So that's kind of tough. So we're going to have to look for somewhere, even if we have to pay rent. But, you know, we've saved everywhere else, because everywhere else has lent us somewhere. And now we have Encino, so we don't pay anything over there. But Precinct 2, we need to start looking at that. But we need a better location for Precinct 2. Also, I think we went down on my budget for some reason, and I must have overlooked that on my training seminars and expenses. I'm not going to have enough for the major one this summer where all the new laws come in. So I do need a little bit more there, maybe back to where it was. Instead of the 18, I think I was at 2,000. I guess it went down to 1,800. I didn't see that. So I'm going to need a little extra there. But I can get it out of Fund 98. But once again, I don't want to be taking money out of that fund, because if I have a machine that breaks and I have to send it back, it costs about $300 or $400. So I get it out of there. So, and of course, like everybody else, I would like a part-timer. If I can't get that, and I don't have to, if I can just put a little bit of money so that during election time, maybe like for 2 months, in every election, I have some help. You know, so, because it was really tough on this last one. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. Constables. Come on up. Come on up, yes.
Okay, as far as our budget's concerned, the only place that we were finding, would y'all make you smile first, because y'all look so sad. I know it's 2 o'clock on a Friday. The only thing is, it's like we came in early this week for a transfer from our out-of-county travel, because that seems to take us by storm every year, and like I said, we were at 8,000, and we went down to 4 last year, so we're just requesting that we can get the full 8,000. We do have 2 agents, and we do have certain trainings that are required of both of us, and like I said, it's just, that's really our main concern. We're pretty much frugal when it comes to everything else, and we try to work on our computers when we can, and, you know, there are things that we're pretty much self-sufficient with. But like I said, it's just really our travel, and pretty much
travel. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. None of the constables are here?
Noel?
Oh.
Just, fire department, we just would like to ask for the money for operational expenses for our vehicles.
C-60?
Like for this last year, like, so we were budgeting like $1,400 for maintenance, you know, for vehicles. We were operating 4 vehicles for $1,400. I mean, that's not enough to maintain 1 vehicle for the year. We have to maintain 4 for tires, brakes, and stuff like that. So I'm going to need an increase, you know, in operational expenses, you know, to keep the vehicles running, you know, that we need, you know, for, you know, fuel, maintenance, radars, and things like that. Our lease on the radars, like our lease on the radars, over 2,000. We were budgeted 1,000, so right off the bat, we're below what we need, you know, for that year. That's what we're going to be asking, you know, more money. I'm going to sit down and put the numbers to it for, you know, exactly how much more. I don't know, it won't be that much more of an increase, but it's just for operational expenses of the vehicles, and also possibly looking into maybe replacing one of our vehicles. We're getting close to 100,000 miles. on one of the vehicles that we got right now, you know, so we're gonna need a part replacement on that one. But that's what we're gonna be asking for, you know, it's just operation.
How much of an increase, you know?
For operational expenses,
mm-hmm.
I need to sit down and look at it, how much more in fuel and the maintenance, you know, for each one of the vehicles. I'm looking at roughly like, yes, for operationals. I know this year, this coming year, it's the new training cycle also for our training. Our training cycle ends this year, and we need to start the new training cycle in the next 2 years for all our T-close hours and stuff like that. So getting a little bit increasing for the classes and out-of-county travel. There's not going to be much more on that part of it, you know, for the trainings that we need, you know, for the year. You know, that's every 2 years we require to have so many hours, and it ends this year, so we're going to start a new cycle this coming September. Looking into that, just roughly, what I was just figuring here just right now, maybe like $15,000 more, you know, just put into other line items, you know, such as fuel, maintenance.
How much?
Maybe about $15,000 more.
15?
Yes. In the, you know, that's what I'm roughly looking at, you know, then just adding more into fuel, maintenance of the vehicles. You know, set of tires for the cars, $700. Brake job on the cars, $200. You know, you got to do that at least once a year, you know, having just operational expense to keep them safe on the road. You know, I need to really sit down and look at the numbers. That's roughly, you know, that I'm looking at right now.
Anything else? Thank you.
Yeah. I'm like everybody else, I need a part-time. my supplies have been cut in half, so I'm struggling. I'm having to move money from my books to be able to make, you know, buy ink for my copy and stuff like that. So that's mainly my beat. You know, it's that I need more money, my budget, and somebody to help me out.
Part time.
The workforce, they don't help out?
I guess that they're only there temporary.
Okay.
And plus, you cannot leave them alone. Let's say I get sick, that's where the part-time comes in. I don't have anybody to cover for me.
Right.
They cannot be left alone. We can't send them for errands. You know, it's just, it's very limited what they can do.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. I wanted to say that, but it's not.
Basically, you know, they're hired for just to kind of help out, not to do a job. Or no, hold on. Let me rephrase that. Not to kind of be a county employee, just to help out. Answer the phone, minimal. We don't pay them, so, you know, that's exactly, you know, just basic. Answering the... Well, they have to qualify. It's income. No, it goes by income and age and... Uh-huh. It all depends on the money they have. It all depends on the money you have. They have different programs. Yes. I wish we could. Because we have over 100 employees, we only qualify for certain slots every year. And depending on the money they have, if they have the money, that's how we get the workforce. Other than that, yeah. Joe?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I just had some things that I needed to up on my budget. Office supplies, we buy for a lot of people in the jail that work there. We have 14 employees. I just want to see if I can up it from the $3,500 to $4,500. So it'll go up $1,000. And then I have on my other supplies, which can be everything from medical stuff and finders, office supplies too. I wanted to go from 2,700 to 4,700, upping at 2,000. Our uniforms, we do buy for 14 people, so we have a budget of 4,500, and I want to see if we can get it to 6,000, upping at 1,500. Our outer travel, the sheriff is having to buy, like, do things for us out of his budget, so we wanted to go from 500 to 2,500, upping at 2,000. And our building, it's pretty old, just like the others. We're going to have to start renovating some showers. We had chunks of the shower off of the wall, and it can be dangerous. Inmates get a hold of it, uses a weapon. So we need to start working in fixing our jail slowly, but we want to see if we can go up 6,500, equaling it to 15,000. That's really all I have.
Yes. On these repairs that the jail needs, how is it the state passing you all to keep the prisoners there if they're finding all this? Because I know that you guys go through the inspections from the jail standards. So how is it that you guys are still passing your inspection if they're finding this?
We just found this 2 days ago.
Okay.
So our new inspection comes in from September to December, so we need to get it fixed before he gets here. I only have 2,000 left in my budget right now in there, and that's to do my, I have to do a fire alarm system, like they come and inspect that. I have to make sure my extinguishers are up to date, my fire hose, all that scuba gear, things of that sort is what I usually use that money for. We've never really had to, I think I've only fixed windows, but because they're required to be not cracked.
And how many showers are damaged? Just one shower from, how many showers do y'all have in there?
Right now, all we found was just one.
One?
We have some that leak out water, and sometimes you have inmates who will fall, and then we have to take them to the hospital. It's just, it's time to renovate things in there.
Can you all, I mean, I'm not saying when the inmates are taking a shower, but afterwards when no one's around, can y'all take pictures and bring it to Commissioner's Court to see what is out there for us to see? You know what I mean? Because, I mean, right now I'm just thinking, well, yeah, there's a whole bunch. Can you guys do that for us?
Yes, I had told George that I would just bring it up, that way y'all are aware.
Yeah.
That we bring it to Commissioner's Court with pictures so y'all can see what it looks like.
Yeah. Whatever is wrong with that jail, the inside, bring it to us and we can just, you know, have a meeting with, see what we can do for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Please bear with me today. Kind of new to me.
That's okay.
Of course, everyone's always looking for staffing.
More money?
More money than staffing and everything else. More. With the increase in, I believe last year, when we took the decrease.
I don't think y'all would decrease. None of the law enforcement.
No. Law enforcement wasn't. None of the deputies, none of the officers, but it did impact the jail and the communications.
Okay.
So that would be something we would look at. And looking at that, also with the increase of more radios, more radio traffic and everything that's that has gone on, and we are also upgrading our communications. Probably look for staffing under one dispatcher and one patrol officer to have more coverage over the counties. Once again, that goes through to staffing. We'd also like to look at operational, which is going to be vehicles for patrol.
Okay.
I know we've either gotten them through grants or anything. I think we've ever, it's been around 2008 when Brooks, the county actually bought the last units. The department has tried to come up with those. With that said, our vehicle maintenance right now, we've had to increase because We have a lot of hard miles. I believe we only have one vehicle that may be under 100,000 miles. If we are able to get the extra staffing and everything, that increases everything else. That increases office supplies, that increases uniforms and everything else. So to get you exact numbers at this point, I have to take a little bit more time to get you exact numbers. And then, along with that, as Mr. Benavides had said earlier, it's the end of our physical training cycle. We start again, and all those trainings, we actually start again, so it's more trainings out of town and everything. So our travel expenses will come up.
I just wanted to bring one more thing up. On the holiday pay, I know most of, I'm going to say myself also, we get the calendar for the days off that are paid for by the county. The jail staff, like the staff that works under me, and the dispatchers have to work the holiday that we are given off. And we wanted to know if there was a way we can put it into the budget where, or on that calendar, if we can add that, just like Christmas is on the 25th, we're usually off, or you know, just add the day that the real day on the holiday is lands on a Saturday or a Sunday, be paid for under holiday pay also. It's not fair that they have to stay while we're at home with our families, and then on the Monday that's given, they're not allowed to get that time either because their shift work switches.
So you have to pay regular time?
Yes. On the weekend, like this, pay the holiday lands on the Saturday or Sunday, they get paid regular hours.
Okay.
On the calendar, it shows Friday and Monday, but they're still working that Saturday or the Sunday.
And the policy doesn't read that you all get paid holiday pay for that? No?
No, it just shows what days are paid.
Whatever count, whatever days the county allows.
No, the commission's approved on that calendar.
Okay, get Benny to send us something so we can put that in policy in order for this to, for it to change. Okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really don't know what we're going to do with my budget because if we're going to get more. The only thing I do need to know, let y'all know that we need a budget for air conditions. The sheriff department and we have some old air conditioners that are going out, and we're going to have to replace them pretty soon, so we're going to have to budget for that.
Yeah.
And the roof on the sheriff department has a place that's really weak. We're going to have to see how we can repair that.
Do you know, Beto, more or less how much? I mean, maybe I'm just throwing numbers at you, but do you know more or less how much it would cost to fix the roof and, you know, the air conditions? Because, I mean, I know, how many centrals do they have out there? Or, I mean, I don't know if it's central or... And, okay, so those eight, we have to replace them? Okay.
One?
Okay. So we have to replace seven?
Eventually, yeah, because they're all the same age. They started going out, so they're going to go out. So we need a budget for that. And the roof, like, we packed it up, it stopped leaking, but it's really weak in that,
yeah,
section right there.
Have you started to see if you can find some people that know how to fix air conditions, contractors or somebody, you know, I mean, see proposals or to come to us and say, you know what, this is what I'm here for. We've got three proposals.
And we can replace them and we can go on our way.
Okay.
We're not having trouble with that. We're just, the budget is our problem right now.
Okay. Because I know that August and I, you know, we'll be talking about the air condition at the sheriff department, and I know that we're going to get to it this budget to add more money to your budget to, you know, get those things fixed.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Per
unit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Right now you have what, 52, what was budgeted?
I think I'm
5200?
Yeah,
Yeah, but I think it's all gone.
There's 888 left, which is not much for the rest of the...
I have a question for the dispatchers. What's the administrator for the dispatcher? Okay. Do you know if the dispatcher office still leaks when it rains? Because I know that, you know, we're having a lot of problems with it back then. Okay. Yeah.
It used to be worse. We dispatched as much as we could find.
Yeah.
It's a little better.
Can we maybe get an expert that knows about the roof? See if we can replace the whole roof rather than just place one section and later on we have to go back and put it. You know what I mean? Just, if we're going to do it, let's do it right.
Well, I was going to say, if we can get one of those professionals that have the machines to spray that rubber coating and just repair that weak piece, that it would work.
Okay.
Supposedly, it's leaking through the screws have already lost their rubbers, and so it's leaking through there.
It happens in time.
Right.
Tony, I can take pictures of the tiles that we have there still. I need to replace them, so you'll see where they're all...
Okay.
I just threw one recently because they have mold on it.
Yeah. So. Get some pictures with them from the roof and bring it to us, sir.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah?
My boss doesn't even know I'm in here, so I'm grateful for my job. I was just concerned about the insurance. I am the only county employee here at the DA's office, but I don't know what they'll decide. They didn't come today, and if they, I'm not going to say anything else. But
yeah,
I'm just concerned about the insurance, and Katie said in late June we'll know what that is. So,
okay.
And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Katie? Anything? Anybody else? Read it.
Oh, we have a leak at the library that is only around the skylight.
Yep.
And I think we covered
the
building
is
the
rumor
building.
Figure it out. Okay.
Alright, everything's pretty good. We've been doing pretty good with the budget that we have. Since we're going to get out of things next budget, we're going to need some stuff to work on roads. I was looking into a water truck. I found one here. It's a used one. It's not too bad.
Is it fair?
Yeah, it's
okay.
40,000.
No, I mean the truck. Is it fair, bro?
Yeah,
remember, that's
excellent.
Fair and poor.
Oh, I gotta go look at it.
Which,
I gotta go look at it.
All right. Okay.
But yeah, we're looking into that, and then an asphalt paver to pave roads. I'm getting this. I'm getting in contact with the guy that's selling them. Work for Rocco. I just got in contact with him today. He's supposed to send me more information on it to see how much it's going to cost. And there's other different ones, but I don't know which one is which, so I want more information on it.
Yeah.
There's some with tracks, there's some with tires. There's some that are 8-foot, there's some 12-foot.
David, I have a question for sure. Would it be more cost-effective if we hire someone to do the work for us to purchase the machine to use it? I'm just going to say about 2 or 3 years, and after that, it's going to be just sitting there. I mean, I'm looking at numbers and to save money.
Well, how much was it when you all did the roads on here?
Expensive.
Expensive, right?
So, that's what I'm saying.
But if we were to get one of these, all we have to do is buy this and buy our material, and then do little by little what we need to do. We're not going to do whole roads.
Pick.
Maybe
okay.
Roads that are badly, you know, have a lot of potholes in one place. We can throw like a band-aid on that, you know?
Yeah. To know what roads are bad, you and your assistant need to do a survey and see, okay. And those are the ones that we need to go and do. But here again, I'm just, because I mean, those kind of machines are expensive.
I don't know how much they are right now.
Yeah.
You're supposed to give me more information and we can go from there.
And then after that, it's going to be that manpower and the people that know how to use the machine as well. Because you might even get someone to train for, to do this.
Or like the way I learned how to operate machinery, I just got on, and it tells you,
Do you remember when the city went and did the same thing that we planned to do? Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying.
They did that here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And what happened?
They didn't know how to do it.
That's right.
Exactly.
So make sure that whoever's going to do the job, if it's going to be us, make sure that those guys are trained to do the job.
A lot less expensive if we learn how to use it and do it
ourselves. Yeah. I don't have a problem with it, but as long as we know how to use it.
Yeah. And then if we do go this way, we're going to have to look into asphalt oil distributor also, a truck.
That's right.
So all in all, this will be all everything we need. And the budget looks pretty good. Maybe add about $10,000 to the warehouse. It needs a lot of repairs.
I've been talking about that since. Yeah. I know it needs a lot of repairs.
$40,000 or $40,000?
$40,000.
$40,000.
I think it's a 2,000 gallon tank.
2,000?
Yeah, on that truck. It's a. What is it? It's a Freightliner. It's from H&B Equipment.
That's from the valley, right?
2006. No, from Corpus.
Corpus, okay.
It's a 2006 Freightliner M2.
2006?
Yes, sir. It's in Corpus. We can go take a look at it.
Do you know the mileage on it and all that? No? You going to say that, sir?
It doesn't say on here. I believe it said on their website, but it's not going to say on here.
Okay. All right.
That's about it. We can tweak it here and there a little bit more as we go along, but that's all I can figure right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dave.
I was talking to Alan this morning. Since the landfill is going to be a park, they're going to need a mechanic over there?
Yes, sir.
Or are they going to use armor?
No. I got that covered. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
On those insurance reports that you forwarded to me, we did meet August, myself, and Chaya, and based on the pool, see how bad or good it did. That's what the increase is going to be based on. Mm-hmm. And she did tell us that they're going to come up with another plan, and the plan is going to be they're going to increase the deductible to $3,000, and it might lower the premium. So we don't know yet. That's what I'm saying. They're going to let us know. But the increase is going to be like 87%. So, just to let y'all know.
Wow.
So. Anyway. Thank you. Yeah. Anyone else? Somebody else? Any suggestions from the courts? None?
Judge, I was going to ask you a question. Do you have a plan for, because I know that we're going to separate the road bridge and the landfill. More or less, do you know what?
I have a plan. Okay. What I wanted to do is gather everyone's information and see where they're at. And see, I know that everyone's concern is, of course, the 10% is a big chunk. For all those that make, for the ones that make very the minimal, right? It's rough, and then we're taking also insurance. So that's my concern. See where we're at financially with that. It helps to know where y'all are at, how y'all feel. That's why I'm glad y'all showed up. The ones that aren't here, well, y'all can share with them what we discuss. This is preliminary. This is, I know it's early. But it's always good to start early so we can know where we're at. I do have plans for road and bridge, and and what we're going to do with them, how we're going to separate them. I think what I need from you all is to hand in, bring, just like you told us, you know, what you needed, wrote it down. If you can send it to me, when we meet again, we'll go over everything again. We're still far away from budget year, but still we need to start early. If you have any questions as far as how to improve your offices, you know, call us, let me know, or let me know now, let us know now. It's always good to hear. Because sometimes we kind of, like, don't know what happens on a day-to-day basis, and, you know, I send out emails, hey, this is happening, and, you know, if we don't work there, we don't know, right? So that's why I kind of want to ask, I wanted to ask y'all what y'all need, and y'all's opinion, and how y'all feel. I know that we took a big blow on 10%. That's not what I wanted, but of course, at the end, that's what we got, right? So hopefully we can work on that. We can't say we're going to do it. We got to see what the money says, okay? As far as road and bridge is concerned, yeah, I think we should divide that because of the statute. Which are probably 1, 2, 3, 4. I guess like 4 departments. And I think we need to revamp the airport contract for him to take over, for him to do all the repairs, and of course because he's making money off this. I think we need to look at the cemeteries, you know, see if we can do something else with that, because that's a lot of time that Road and Bridge takes to clean. Los Alamos Cemetery, is that correct? Why do we do it?
It's our grandfather. Well, Ms. Garza can explain that to you more better than I.
Historical?
How did that, give me some background on that.
We went to a seminar and they told us there that the county has to maintain any of the
Of
course, we can't maintain the ones that are private.
Did that go through commissioner's court or was that just okay? Like forever? What do you know about that?
It was a standalone, but when Joby was here, he decided to put it in Road and Bridge. It used to be a standalone paid out of the general. And Mr. Rodriguez, Senator Rodriguez, he used to run that for work from the county cemetery. I remember way back.
I'm sure that's correct, but I think we need to look at that, and if something we can get away from, I know I'm all about historical stuff, but if it's something we don't have to do, I don't think we should do it. I'm just saying. Also, that 755 Park in Encino, that's something, haven't they done away with that too?
We're trying to see if the state will take over. Because I know.
To
us?
But the owners gave it to Brooks County, or how did that come in?
They
gave it to Texas. And Texas gave it to the county. And when Mr. McConnell came, we're trying to give it back to the network.
He didn't want it?
And they were talking about it, and he was pretty okay with the network being back.
I'm going to ask the clerk. It's ours? Belongs to Brooks County? That you know, because you've been here a long time, and you have very good memory of everything that... Do you remember? Do you recall?
This is, I don't know.
Please.
The cemetery was deeded to Brooks County.
Okay, we need to look that up to make sure that you know, what we're doing is what we should be doing, and if not, we need to get away from doing things that, because it's done in the past, that necessarily, that doesn't mean it's correct. We also need to look at 755 Park. Showbond. I know Road and Bridge used to help out, but we're gonna have to do something different with that too. I don't know exactly. I just sit with the commissioners, you know, and give you all my plan before, you know, say, okay, this is, you know, what I think. The arena is probably another one. So I think that, you know, because you do that, maybe come up with some ideas, what you're needing. The old jail. We maintain that one also.
Yep, we do.
I think we need to do something. And that's downtime also for whomever's going to be taken.
Yes, I know it belongs to the sheriff, right? I mean, it used to be the sheriff back then before Mr. Rodriguez, but I know Longoria, Ramiro, and all those people were in charge of it. But somehow we took over because the grass was this high, so I would tell them to go and cut the grass. The old jail.
How many times? Who? What uncle? Oh, but he's not living.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did it.
I don't know if it belongs to, yeah. I just need to know if it belongs to.
Okay, but what I'm asking.
You should be in charge of it, or you all should have a contract, someone to go do the maintenance over there.
It is, right?
But of course, I mean, find out and then get back with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Exactly, we don't make any money off it. And we're putting a lot of money in.
We'll be at this every year.
What else? The old hospital. Commissioner. Three. That's your baby now. I don't know, but we need to start looking at something. I don't know. It's going to cost a lot to tear it down because it's an old building. It's got asbestos and it's got everything else. So start looking at that. Commissioner Kisla, too, look at the airport. See what we can do with that. No, but that's your job. So you can help out? If not, I'll do it.
We're just going to wait till contract's over and then we'll do
that. Okay, but that's 10 years from now. We need to revamp it. Yes.
Next year.
There's another one. There's another contract.
For what?
For 10 years once I left.
Is that true? It's just one contract. Next year it's over.
Okay. There's one in my office. I don't know, precinct one, maybe we can do something also with the cemetery over there. I don't know. Ideas, I'm looking for ideas so we can revamp the county, this county, you know, and be more effective and efficient for the people of Brooks County. I think their main concern is, you know, they're paying a lot of taxes and they don't get anything in return. And, you know, this is a community. This is our community. I think we just need to be more effective and more efficient in everything we do. The fire department, it's ours?
The building, yes. We're going to take care of it. I know Mr. Ramirez came up to me and he said there was a leak. So we're going to take care of that for him. Yes.
What else do I have?
I believe you might have it in the agenda for next week. I spoke with him. He said he was going to place it in the agenda. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, will you please save it till the regular commission?
All right. That's fine.
All right. I know that we need probably need some interlocal agreements. We need to look at all that for this budget year also. See what we can do. David and I sat down and we talked about a lot of things. And I think everyone has the same thing in mind, is being more effective and efficient. And I know they have a lot of they have a lot of work. I know that. As far as revenue is concerned, well, we're still trickling. Yes, ma'am.
What's the overall picture of the county right now?
August?
We're in great financial condition. Grass are up, ventures are way below, over $2 million.
We come to court, you look like that.
Right. Valuation is a long time, by the way, so I think we're in great condition right now.
Last year we were at minus 14 at the end of the year?
14.
14 on the audit?
No.
No? End of balance? Hold on. It's not a lot. Not for the county.
The idea behind any entity is to be sustainable for 3 months without any type of revenue coming associated. So for us to be attainable, we're looking at about 1.2 million. So the goal from where we were, from when I started, 25,000 balance, 860,000, where we're at 2/3, I think we're doing the right thing. You know, did it hurt sometimes? We think, yes, it did, but we're at a place where we know, and praise God for the valuation and decrease, where we can actually do the only things that maybe y'all want to do. That's all dependent upon different things, of course, with us. But as far as condition, we're in great healthy condition. Are we attaining more than 3 months? No, but the goal is at the end of this budget year to be 3 months is the same. And as CJ said, that hasn't happened here for a long
time. Well, given the way it was before, you know, back in 2010, I think they were minus 53,000, correct?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't know when I got here.
Okay.
I know 2013, it was 25,000. I remember that. I looked at it.
Right, yes, it's 25,000. We had 159 employees. And in 11, we were at 276,350. And we had 178 employees. I think in 12 is when we bought the loan. 13?
Yeah.
Okay, that's when we were at 25,000. So we went from, in 2012, from 196 employees, that's how many employees we had. For a county this size, that's a lot of employees. For 15, we had 155 employees. At the present, we have 168.
How many?
168. So, getting back to the road and bridge, at the end, dividing it into four, which is landfill already, road and bridge, maintenance, and possibly trash crew. As commissioners, maybe y'all can come up with some type of proposal, see how many individuals to each one, so that we can move from there and look at different budgets for all these.
I know that now, Judge, that we're going to separate the road and bridge. And the landfill is going to stand alone, and Mr. Beto's is going to have his own crew. You know, and right now the budget is very healthy, okay? I mean, not because August is here, but August has done an outstanding job for us. But working together as the JPs and other elected officials that collect money, because we're not to collect money. I mean, I shouldn't even say that, but that's the truth. You know, that's the reason we're paying everyone that sits here with us. Because the JPs are doing their job, and other entities as well that collect money. You know who you are. But here again, this budget, don't think because we're healthy that we might give you all the 10%. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm going to, yes, agree with it. We need to go through the numbers and see where we at. And if we can, I'll be the first one to make the motion that we are going to give you guys the 10% back. But I know working together, we can get it done. Because sometimes it's just nature of us. You give someone a 10% back, and they start slacking off completely. Because, I mean, it's just the way it is, guys. I mean, the facts are the facts, you know? And sometimes you're asking for part-timers. We don't mind helping you with a part-timer. But at least meet us halfway. Because this budget is going to be, I guarantee, it's going to be out there high. Especially Beto taking over the whole county now. I don't know what's going to happen. And then the landfill, they need equipment over there, heavy equipment to operate, as well as Beto is going to need some equipment. That's the reason I'm hoping that the individual that operates the airport maybe we could sit with him, maybe he can have more control doing that by himself, or he can get someone to help him. Because that takes 4 or 5 days for us to go out there and do his work. And then here we are paying him to do that work, plus he's making a profit out of whatever he's doing out there. So do the math, who's losing out? The county, guys. And Katie made a good point. Sell the airport, and the problem will be over for us. So there's things that we need to look at. And I know you guys need some money as well. The court enforcers, you know, law enforcement is very important to us, guys. You know, but sometimes it gets rough for us too. You know, because we get the hits, all of us, all 5 of us. But here again, what I'm trying to say is that I thank you for being here for with us, and I'm gonna keep all your concerns with me. But this is our first trial, so we're gonna keep on. And then the last month that we have left to adopt the budget, that's when we're gonna say, you know what? Yes, we can do it, or no, we can't do it. But as long as we stay focused, guys, don't lose the focus. You know, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I don't want to say that, yes, we're going to do that in Sunday. You know what? We can do it. Okay? Thank you.
I don't think we took 10% because you all weren't working. I think the reason we took 10% was because of the money. I've never had a problem with anyone working. We're going to look at all the numbers, see what we can come up with, and I'm hoping, yes, if we're good, then...
Yeah. We don't mind doing it. That I can answer you that because we need to sit down, you know, with Mr. Muniz.
We just need to ship some
you know,
around.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, it's not the employees that we're going to hire. It's the equipment. The equipment is very expensive, you know, so that's what we're looking at. I mean, I wish that I can give them some equipment from the Royal Bridge for Beto to take over, but we can't do that. And then even the landfill as well. So we need to purchase. Yeah. Yes.
You have to go through the whole historical commission thing for it to be. I think because it.
Yeah.
Right. Right, it has to be...
Well, I'm trying to keep it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's going to be costing the county every month dollars, another big, which is a great idea, but it's going to cost the county every month dollars. We do have a bridge, and I know that's what we said that, but I have demolished it, and I would give that as a space for fire trucks, because they would be in. But, I mean, it might be adding another, you know, kind of water.
There's so many things that, yeah, and that... Right. Right. And that's a good suggestion. Sometimes, you know, you don't hear from anyone, and you continue to think the same way. If someone has that idea, we can use it. I know the fire department is going to build their own building here probably next year. But yes, there's so many things we can do. I think that we have been doing the same thing for many years, and we're so adamant about it. That's the way things are, that's the way it should run, and that's the way we're going to do it. But I think we kind of need to change that mindset. We do need to change that mindset and kind of open it up for everyone to have ideas. And sometimes, because you're out there, like I said, you know, you all have more ideas that the commissioner's court can utilize. That's great ideas.
You know, Celia, I think we have ideas, but sometimes it's like we run into a wall and then there's nowhere we can go. And
absolutely.
And so this is what I always wanted to do, and I mean, I'm always talking to different kind of everyone. And the ambulance service is very important to Brooks County. And we pay over $250,000 just to keep it running. And one day, the fire department, this is reality because it's going to happen. It's going to be a paid fire department. Everybody's going to be doing whatever they have to be doing, like Corpus Christi, you know, the Tabor County. And maybe the mentality of us, we need to look ahead and see what we can do for those people. Because it's going to happen. I know. But... You know, it just takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of research to do something to get everybody going, you know? Well, that's what I'm saying, that, I mean, you know, and I mean, not, I mean, I'm not picking a no size here or someone, but we need a good grant writer that knows how to do grants, because we're a rural area. We're so small that we need some help. It's like Mr. Vicente was here the other day. I think it was Wednesday just or whatever. Anyway, he's thinking about the border. That's great. But, and I hope he does it, because law enforcement needs help. You know, more resources coming in, more money for this community. Okay, that's one. But let's think about the first responders. Those are the ones that need the resources as well. And I mean, by the time you know it, it's going to be here. But who knows? It might happen 5-10 years from now. But at least we're talking about it. You know, yeah. But I know that we can do it. Because, I mean, we have talked about it already. I mean, we talk about the ambulance service all the time. Because at least 98% or 96% the calls are within the city. But here again, county is the one above the city because it's Brooks County. So that's the reason we are here to do the right thing for everyone. And also, I know sometimes you might get bored because I talk a lot. But anyway, we need to do what is right for this community, because we should be united, not against each other. Thank you.
Any other suggestions? That was my neck. I want to ask, how much money has that landfill brought in?
Judge, the survey can answer that, because I know that we just started, and I mean, it's going to get there, guys.
So far, for the first week of operation, $1,706,000. That didn't include the invoices that are outstanding for the different businesses. So I don't have an exact number. That's being executed. Remember, all the money is being self-sustained to
pay the record line, not the general one.
Right.
To offset against salary and that kind of stuff. Does pay for the future, have not, y'all want to match whether you're on the future with your kids or not. And that's the time to obtain.
Yep. Yes.
If you take under five little bags of trash, we don't charge you for it. It's just the quality of your truck is $5. And then if you have additional, a trailer, it's $10. And then if you bring one of those big trucks, and then they want to measure for 25 per square cubic feet or something like that. You know, so it's going to work out. It's just the way, I mean, you know, and this was the only county that never charged for throwing the trash. As soon as we started talking about it, of course, people resent that. Said, hey, how can you charge me? I pay a lot of taxes. We, all of us pay taxes, guys. But look, this is what I'm looking at. If we would say, don't charge, guess what? In 10 years from now, we need to shut it down, and someone else is going to take over, and guess what? They're going to double charge us, and everybody's going to be so happy. But because of we agree that we're going to do it, it's like, hey, how can you do that to me? I'm your constituent. But the city has done it many, many times, and then this dude that had, they have once a month pickup, no one complained about it. No one said anything about it. It was just from one day to the next, okay, we're going to do that now. So that's what I'm saying, that it just takes you all to spread the word out there that is the money is not for us, for our pockets, for salaries. It's not. It's for us to purchase land to continue.
Yes.
That's a very good question. I know that we tried one time to put something out there at Encino, but it's just TCQ says that you need to apply for a separate permit, and it's very expensive. JP number three, it's very expensive for us to start another landfill Encino. We would love to help those people, and we are. We're still going out there, but, you know, and to me, if we will have a crew that would stay over there and do the work for us, I would love to do that. But here again, we have gone through this every year when Mr. Varela was here, and it never happened. But here again, the early stage, maybe we can get together and see what we can do for those people from Encino. Because, I mean, I'm with them as well. Well, right now, the county is picking up the trash. Right, David?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they're also targets and we're still going to...
Yes.
But we need to look at, if you do say that, I don't know how y'all feel about it, how we get the transfer cities, it does cost money, but you see, you get that by the cement office.
Yeah.
And you have to have an individual on site, and you
Well, it's like this, Miss, remember that now we have a substation. We never had one. Now, he's over there. I don't know what day he's, but he's over there. And I guess some constables. But law enforcement can go out there and just relax for a while if they're patrolling that area. But so, that's a start. It's a start. So, we're getting there.
I know that there has been some complaints with Tacubaya, right? Tacubaya has a lot of trash.
Oh, what were they doing?
And you want to elaborate on that? I don't want to say something. No, go ahead. I'll let you talk.
Well, it's they're dumping at the Y.
I know where that is.
And probably that's not even the county area.
State, yeah.
So I don't know who would be to contact on the state part of it.
And I know they had some issues about if they're putting their trash outside with state, I guess that's not their property.
The easement
and they it, yeah. And somebody wrecks, correct?
Right.
You want to elaborate on that?
The state of the
here again, that's the reason we have Mr. Benavides. He can go out there and get with those people, you know, just to remind them, hey, you know, you can't be doing that. Well, you know what? Let's have a meeting with those people. Bring them in. Bring them to us.
But then you don't always know who dumped it.
But, so it's like everybody goes at 9 just or whatever. It, okay.
No, no. Off the highway.
Oh, okay.
Off the highway.
Oh, I see. Right.
What is that, I'm sorry? Wait.
People are taking advantage and throw other stuff in there. That's why they don't do it.
What is that bit on here?
People throw batteries, dead animals in there. Somebody has to be there watching. You can't just leave the basket by itself.
Yes.
At the beginning, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, there's a lot of people there, but I'm kind of telling you, because we get some trips over there to the
thank you.
We get a chance to keep their jobs over there. So it's just something that we have to go with the money to very, very much a day.
Yep.
Well, you know, for us, we can afford it. The people that work can afford it.
And to be honest, you, Judge, you don't know that I can afford it. It's just that we have to.
Well, for the most part, people that work.
We have to stop living in this thing about the poverty. We have to stop living here. Yeah. I mean, everywhere you go, we have to pay for it. Everywhere.
No, it's understandable.
We got to pay for everything.
Like a buck one, you.
So, I mean, that's something that we have to go.
The only thing that I found in the back to David was telling labor materials and equipment cannot be used on private property. That's county labor materials and equipment cannot be used on private property. I researched it. Now, when it comes to safety...
Fire department?
Well, there's another one for the fire department. This is just about private property. That is something to do. This says, okay, county labor materials and equipment cannot be used on private property. Okay, it doesn't say you cannot enter on private property for safety. It says labor, you know, materials cannot be used on private property. I think when it comes to safety, there's a little bit of leeway on that. It doesn't talk about safety, but I think for the sake of anyone's life, I think we should look at that closely. As far as the landfill, yeah, I mean, everywhere you go, they charge. It's just,
and I know that there's a lot of
problems. I know that we have more trash.
We don't know what situation you're in or I'm in.
Yeah, no, no.
I'm going to tell you one thing. We need to pay. We need to do it. We need to do it.
Well, you know, and it goes back to integrity and value and morals and all that. Do you keep your yard clean? Because, you know, not everybody does, right? Not everybody does. Because if you go through the alleys, oh my God, if you go through the county roads, you'll see the trash everywhere. You take Precinct 2 over there, that dirt road, there has been a dump there for years, and that has never been cleaned up. Rantito Road.
So
yes,
they
the road that goes to the store plant. What I meant is like, okay, let's clean that up and then we're back to the same thing. So I don't even think that charging is really, you know, for people that don't care whether we charge or not charge, they just don't care. You know, we're still going to have the trash, you know. Yeah, either way, it's a double-edged sword. I wish we could change the way of, but I think sometimes if they, you know, take a mattress before to the dump, they're not going to take it now, you know, not even. Well, a lot of people don't have vehicles to go to the dump. They, you know, it's easier to dump in the alley or somewhere else.
Mattress to the city, we'll go to the city. To dump it here in the city. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, if the people have more than that, it'll be like everything clean and, you know, their life is, you know, then yes, but for other people, it doesn't work.
That's come. Those doesn't come down. So now, they're paying out a dollar.
Okay, let's keep it down. Let's keep it down. Let's keep it down. Let's keep it down so we can hear.
5, 6, 8 years ago, we were already issuing tickets on the trash.
Yeah.
Because our office is big.
Yes.
But
yeah, it's never ending. It's never ending.
But I think we're trying to stop it.
There's even trash on. There's even trash on state highways.
Yes.
So either way, people are going to throw trash.
I have a couch, a bumper, a windshield, a light from the car, and a toilet.
In his backyard.
Right there on my alley.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
With a plaque in it.
Part of the plaque.
There's a windshield.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know
what
time.
Go ahead.
Right? He's a commissioner. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
You
going
to take it to the dump?
Are they going to charge
me
with
it
mine?
Yes.
$1. That'll be $2. The couch and the
uh-huh.
And the bumper.
And the bumper $3.
And if you see his yard, everything is clean. Except for that little mess right there that somebody else did. So I'm sure that if he cleans it by tomorrow, you know. That's right. He's a commissioner, he can afford it. It's good, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I say. The city.
Right? So roll on the camera.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
It looks ugly.
Pues sí. And
it'll kill your grass.
Un tambor enfrente de la que se fue. ¿Te mando la broma? Es verdad. No, hombre.
¿Por qué? I think the best thing to do is issue citations. You catch them, you catch them. If you don't catch them, somehow, and make them pay. Make them pay. That's about the best thing to do. Yes, constantly patrolling. We need all that. But any other questions? So can y'all send me your info? What, 2 weeks?
Yep. We're going to do it.
No, that's what we're doing that anymore. We have to look at what we're going to do with all those departments. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
what I'm saying. How can I sit here and say...
You have a private road?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's why.
No.
But see, a private road shouldn't be maintained. It's not. Is it a county road? It's not, okay.
When it responds, great. What?
Wow.
It's going to be like this. The way we can fudge it, and the way it is, or we have to try something.
Can y'all give me, can y'all send it to me by...
Not right now, Mom. Yeah. Why do we want to raise taxes? Because we want to give them the 10%.
26? Your wish list? 26? 26? By the 26, your wish list? Okay?
Of May, right?
Of May, yes. Okay, which is 2 weeks from now. Give me enough time.
When? May the...
Yes, yes. Send them to me, or send them to all the commissioners, send it to me, and send them to the commissioners. Email it to them. Easier. Any questions? Like I said, this is preliminary, and so we can know what your request. Monday?
Would it be an afternoon?
No, send it to me, and then I'll set up a... Yeah, it'll be an afternoon, so y'all can attend. Yeah, so y'all can attend. I'll let y'all know. Okay, it is 3:31. High motion to adjourn?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second. Second by Olivares and Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you all for coming. I appreciate y'all's input.